Good morning. This is Fran. Yesterday, Diane talked about Dogen's fascicle called The Old Mirror. And she read a koan that's part of that piece that talks about two mirrors reflecting each other. And it reminded me of a koan in the Book of Equanimity. It's case number 52. Kaoshan asked Elder Day, "The Buddha's true Dharma body is like space. It responds to things, manifesting its forms the way the moon appears in the water. How do you explain this responsiveness?" Day said, "It's like a donkey sees a well." "That's most of it, but not the whole thing." "How do you see it?" "It's like a well sees a donkey." So, donkey sees a well sees a donkey. Two mirrors reflecting each other. Where's the subject? Where's the object? Even the mirror disappears. So there's just this one arising. As Kate said yesterday, in our little Dharma discussion, the mirror is smashed into 100 pieces, and even the smashing is smashed. So what does this mean for our lives? How does this help us know how to meet each arising? It means that we arise as the universe in every moment. It means that we aren't outside watching the dance or watching the universe unfold. It means we are the dance. John Seed is a deep ecologist. And he wrote a little book called Thinking Like a Mountain. And in it he says, "I am part of the rainforest protecting myself. I am that part of the rainforest recently emerged into thinking." I love that. I get a little quiver every time I see that. We embody both the pain and the power of our interconnectedness with all life. And even the distinction between life and lifeless is a human construct. John Seed says, "Every atom in this body existed before organic life emerged 4,000 million years ago." He says, "Can we remember our childhood as minerals, as lava, as rocks?" Dogen says that mountains, waters, and the great earth are none other than the self. So John Seed wants us to think like a mountain. How do we do this? When we think like a mountain, we are the dry, brown, withered corn stalks in the parched fields of the poor farmer's farm in Ecuador. When we think like a mountain, we are hunger and poverty and trauma and fear and destitution. When we think like a mountain, we are John Lewis taking one last trip across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. We are justice rising up to heal our wounds of oppression. When we think like a mountain, we are the wall of moms, linked arms and singing lullabies and forming a human barricade between protesters and federal agents. We are community. We are Sangha. We are dancing the great dance of connection and joy and grief and determination and compassion. And when we think like a mountain, we are making spaghetti and washing dishes. Robert Aitken says, when one thinks like a mountain, one also thinks like the black bear, so that honey dribbles down your fur as you catch the bus to work.